Temples like Philae were central to life in ancient Egypt. But of course they're also central to economic life here today, because tourism is normally one of the country's largest industries. But in recent years, terrorist attacks on foreigners and violent political protests since the revolution in 2011 mean tourist numbers have plummeted.
There are guards everywhere here. We've got guards following us around all the time, and there are guards at all of the major tourist sites here now. Egypt cannot afford to have another terrorist attack on visitors to the country.
Taking a train.
It was time to head north.
So we are off to Cairo.
I was catching an overnight train, and I had plenty of company.
We have got an extraordinary entourage with us. Endless layers of security. We've got local security, regional security, we've got train security. We now also seem to have a secret policeman with us. Blokes with submachine guns under their jackets. Partly to protect us and partly to control us and to keep an eye on us. Egypt is a difficult country to film in. What I find extraordinary about the situation here is that several years now after the revolution, Egypt is back where it's basically always been, with the military in control of national life.